The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Dear fellow Christians, on October 31st, 1517, Luther nailed the 95 Theses to the church door in Wittenberg. Now, when Luther did this, it was not meant for the common person to read what he wrote. For Luther wrote the 95 Theses in Latin, so that only theologians and educated people could discuss what he wrote. But very quickly, the 95 Theses were translated into many different languages, so that within 2 months, everyone in Europe was reading and discussing what Luther wrote. But why did Luther write the 95 Theses? It was because Luther wanted to discuss the selling of indulgences and how the people were being deceived. The people were thinking that they could buy God's grace and eternal life simply by purchasing an indulgence, a sheet of paper that said, "You are forgiven of your sins." And Luther thought this was not right, for a person is saved by confessing their sins and trusting in Christ as their Savior. This is why Luther wrote the 95 Theses, so the people would not be deceived. And that's exactly what Jesus warned us about this morning, to be on our guard so that we are not deceived. He told us about many things that will happen before he will come again. And when you look at all the things that Jesus mentions, it doesn't look good, does it? Things are going to go from being bad to worse. There will be great disasters, great calamity, and false preaching. But the reason that Jesus said these things is so that we can be on our guard and not alarmed by these things. But why does Jesus even begin talking about these things? It's because at this time, Jesus and his disciples were on the Mount of Olives, and from there they could clearly see the temple. And the temple in Jesus' day was a magnificent and massive building. But Jesus said to his disciples, "Not one stone will be left on another." Therefore, the disciples asked Jesus, "When will this happen? And what signs would there be before it happens?" And this is where Jesus said, "Watch out that no one deceives you. Many will come in my name, claiming I am he, and will deceive many. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places and famines." Was Jesus correct in what he predicted? Absolutely. In fact, all of these things were happening in Jesus' day. There were natural disasters and famines happening. And even though Jesus lived in Rome, which had produced a peaceful society for their nation, there were other countries fighting against Rome at this time. And a few decades after Jesus ascended into heaven, there were many people claiming that they were the Christ. They were the true Messiah. And they deceived many people. By their deception, the Jews rebelled, revolted, and rised against the government of Rome. And because of this, Rome retaliated. It besieged Jerusalem and tore down the temple so that not one stone was left on another. But everything that Jesus said would happen also happened in Luther's day. There were natural disasters that were happening before and after Luther. All you have to do is think of the bubonic plague that killed millions upon millions of people. There were wars and rumors of wars happening in Luther's life. For at this time, the nation of Islam was on the borders of Europe, planning to attack the Christian nations. And there were people claiming to be God's representative on earth. For when Luther was disagreeing with what the Catholic Church was teaching. Luther was told that to defy the Pope is to defy God himself. And everything that Jesus said would happen is happening in our day, isn't it? You know about the natural disasters that happen in our world. Whether it's tsunamis that happen in Japan and Indonesia, or the hurricanes that attack our country. If you turn on the news, you will constantly hear of wars and rumors of wars happening throughout the world. And there are still people today claiming that they are the Christ. And do not think that these people are just crazy and have no influence over others. There are some that greatly deceive many people and lead them away from Jesus Christ. Everything that Jesus said would happen has happened and is happening. But it makes us ask the question, why? Why are these things happening? To answer that question, look at what Jesus said. These are the beginning of birth pains. And Paul, in his letter to the Romans, said it this way: we know that the whole creation has been groaning, as in the pains of childbirth, right up to the present time. It is because of sin that these things are happening. It is because of sin that there are natural disasters, wars, and false teaching. It is because of sin that creation is groaning as in the pains of childbirth. But just as the great pains of childbirth eventually lead to great joy when the child is born, so also the great pains that the world is enduring will lead to great joy when Christ returns, when he removes sin from creation and establishes the new heaven and the new earth. And what a great thing it is that Christ has told us about these things so that we can be on our guard. Could you imagine if Jesus never told us what would happen before he would return? We would be in great confusion. We would be afraid and alarmed. We would be wondering, is Jesus truly the Christ or someone else the Christ? Is God really in control of this world when there are wars and natural disasters happening? But since Christ told us about these things, we can be on our guard. For when these things happen, do not be alarmed, but look to Christ as your mighty fortress. For God is with you. He will guard and protect you. But notice that Jesus transitions from talking about things that will happen in the world to talking about things that will happen to us. You will be handed over to the local councils and flogged in the synagogues. On account of me, you will stand before governors and kings as witnesses to them. Once again, was Jesus correct in what he predicted? Yes. It happened to the apostles. Peter and John were brought before the Sanhedrin, the Jewish council, because they were preaching that Jesus was the Christ. The Apostle Paul was arrested and had to stand before governors and the emperor himself. And a lot of times when these events happened, the apostles were flogged, they were beaten, and eventually for most of them, they were killed for their faith. And a lot of these things happened to Luther as well. 4 years after Luther nailed the 95 Theses, he was summoned to the Diet of Worms, which is a council. There, Luther stood before Emperor Charles V, who was one of the most powerful men on earth. And there, Luther was told if he would recant what he had written, if he would take back everything that he had wrote. After Luther was given one extra night to think of his response, this is where Luther famously said, "Unless I am convinced by the testimony of the Scriptures, I am bound by the Scriptures I have quoted, and my conscience is captive to the word of God. I cannot and will not recant. Here I stand. I can do no other. So help me God. When Luther said that, he thought he would be killed right then and there. That's why he said, "So help me God." And God did help him. He preserved Luther's life. But as you know, there are many other people who stand up for their faith and their life is not spared. You see that right now. How Christians are being persecuted for their faith and even killed for what they believe in throughout the world. But what about us here in America? Do these words really apply to us? After all, no one is threatening to kill you since you are a Christian. None of us are being dragged to court to stand before judges, governors, or even our president. But be on your guard, for these things could happen. You see how our nation embraces and encourages people to live sinful, immoral lives. Therefore, there could come a time when it is illegal for us to call this sin. So how can we possibly be on our guard if this will happen? It's by being in the Word. Jesus said the gospel must first be preached to all nations. Whenever you are arrested and brought to trial, do not worry beforehand about what to say. Just say whatever is given you at that time, for it is not you speaking, but the Holy Spirit. When the apostles were arrested and brought to trial, they viewed this as an opportunity to be a witness for Christ, to preach the gospel. And it was God who gave them strength to do this. It was God who blessed their message, for the Holy Spirit was speaking through them. And the same applies to you. If you are being persecuted for your faith, or if we will face persecutions for our faith, be on your guard by simply speaking the word that God has given you. But you can't be on your guard to do this unless all of us are in the Word. People in Luther's day would have loved to have what we have. God's Word is so readily available to us. We can easily buy a Bible or go online to look at Scripture. In Luther's day, the common person wasn't allowed to own a Bible, and they weren't even written in their languages. But even though God's Word is so available to us, we don't always make ourselves available to God's Word, do we? Why is that? Is it because we think we are just too busy to be in God's Word? Is it because we think there are more important things to take care of? Is it because, since we are not being persecuted, there's no major need to study God's Word? Shame on us for thinking that way. Shame on us for not being regular in worship and having our children in Sunday school. Shame on us that after our confirmation, we thought there's no need to continue studying God's Word. Shame on us for not reading Scripture in our homes every day. And even if we are regular in worship and read Scripture, shame on us if we do that just because we're going through the motions and we're not truly focused on God's Word. God should remove His precious Word from us and have the message of salvation hidden from us. But God does not do that because He wants you to be on your guard. He has revealed to us salvation, which is found in Scripture, that we are saved by grace through faith in Christ alone. And it is Scripture that saves us, because it tells us about Christ. Everything that Christ said would happen, He Himself endured. He was arrested and brought before the Jewish council. He was brought before the governor Pontius Pilate and put on trial. He was the one who was flogged, beaten, crucified, and died. And why did Christ allow all that to happen? So that Scripture would be fulfilled. And since Scripture is fulfilled, it saves us, for it creates and strengthens our faith. And it is this emphasis on Scripture alone that I bring up one more account of the Reformation. There was another council that happened, and it was the council at Augsburg. But there it was not Luther who stood before the emperor. It was Lutheran rulers. It was lay people who stood before the emperor. And on June 25th, 1530, they confessed their faith, and they refused to back away from what Scripture said. They were willing to guard, protect, and fight for what Scripture said. And that would happen. 2 decades later, the emperor would wage war against the Lutherans. But by that time, it was too late. For the seeds of the Reformation were firmly planted in the people. They knew that they were not saved by good works or by indulgences, but by grace through faith alone. And so as you celebrate the Reformation, may you do the same thing. Do not be alarmed at the things that are happening in this world. Do not be afraid of any persecution you may face. Instead, be on your guard. Be in the Word. For in Scripture you will find Christ and His salvation. And in Scripture we are told that the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Amen. Please rise. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard and keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. You may be seated for the offering, and during the offering, please sign the friendship register in your pew.